While Governor Patrick is hoping to change the way insurance companies pay health care providers by 2014, his counterpart in Vermont is hoping to achieve something much more dramatic by then. Governor Peter Shumlin wants to introduce a single-payer health care system in the Green Mountain State, as they have in Canada or Britain. Shumlin introduced legislation just recently in Montpelier, and lawmakers there are already considering it. Here to fill us in on the story is Vermont Public Radio's Bob Kinzel. And Bob, good to have you.
Great to be here, Anthony.
So what exactly is Governor Shumlin calling for?
He's really calling for a single-payer system, but he wants to take a little while to get there. And he's really doing it in two phases. The first phase, which would be this year and next year, is the creation of a Vermont Healthcare Board. And this board would have enormous power. It would establish a statewide healthcare budget. It would also set hospital budgets. It would review the hospital's capital investment plans. It would oversee all private health insurance rates. And maybe most importantly, it would develop a new payment system as an alternative to the current fee-for-service system. This board would have five members, all appointed by the governor. And there's some lawmakers who think that's not a good idea, and they'd like to have a little more say in this matter.
I see. So this would all be moving toward a single-payer system by under which the state would actually take over total control of the system?
That's right. You know, the governor has a pretty good analogy of this. He says, think of our current system as one building. In the next 2 years, we're going to do some big renovations on that building. Now, while we're doing that, we're going to start constructing a second building, and that's going to be the single-payer system. So a lot of these things that he wants to do in the next 2 years can be transferred over to the single-payer system, but it doesn't necessarily commit the state to single-payer in 2014.
I see. So when there was talk briefly leading up to the federal health care legislation of a single-payer system, there was what was being called a single-payer option that might have existed alongside the current system. Is that what Vermont is considering, or is the idea eventually to scrap the current system and replace it entirely with a single-payer system?
It would be to scrap the current system and replace it entirely. So it wouldn't be the so-called public option that Congress was looking at. This would be if the state of Vermont could get a waiver from the federal government. Starting in 2014, everybody in the state of Vermont would have health insurance from the state. It would be divorced from their place of employment. They'd probably pay for it through a payroll tax, and there would be a common benefits package available to every resident of the state of Vermont.
Wow. Well, ambitious. I suppose if Vermont can get this passed, it might have an impact across the region. At least that's what proponents are saying up there. And we wanted to play a cut of tape from your own Bernie Sanders, Vermont's senator and independent, at a rally in front of the State House in Montpelier. Here it is.
I think that if the state of Vermont does the single-payer system well, as I know we can, you're going to have New York State, New Hampshire, Connecticut, every other state in this country looking at us, wanting it, and then you're going to have a national single-payer program.
So that's Senator Bernie Sanders. And, of course, Bernie Sanders, a self-identified socialist, not surprising that he's for it. Who's opposed to it up there in Vermont?
Well, I think there are a lot of people who are opposed to it. You have a number of business groups who don't think this is a good idea at all. Doctors, some doctors are very opposed to it. They think that the state, if it gets into a budget bind, will just reduce the reimbursement rates to the medical community. Another group that's opposed to it are the so-called self-insured companies. These are the big companies in Vermont, like IBM. Right now, they have their own health insurance plan. Under Governor Shumlin's approach, they would still have to pay the payroll tax, even if they wanted to keep their self-insurance plan. So in effect, what the governor is saying to these big groups like National Life and IBM, we want you to be part of our system. We're going to charge you to be part of our system. If you choose not to, you still have to pay for it.
Can you hazard a guess? What are the chances that something like this will actually pass in Vermont?
I think this phase one will pass this year. I think the governor is thinking that with a payment reform package that he can start to slow down the rise in health care costs. And if he can do that, then he thinks he can persuade Vermonters that the single-payer system is the way to go.
Well, interesting story. We'll continue to watch it. And thanks, Bob. Thanks for your help with this.
My pleasure.
That's Vermont Public Radio's Bob Kinzel talking about a proposal by Governor Peter Shumlin, who wants to introduce a single-payer health care system in Vermont.
We've got to take a quick break, but when we come back, are college students reading less, writing less, and studying too little to learn critical thinking skills? That's today's Talker. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.